Looking for the best way to get the calcium from your diet.
Sure.
Yeah, who isn't?
Everybody is.
Everybody knows that calcium is important.
Especially with osteoporosis, bone getting fragile as we age.
It's everywhere. Welcome to Talking with Docs. I'm Dr. Brad Weiner.
And I'm Dr. Paul Zalzo.
So we talk a lot about calcium.
We do. Well, not as much as we should, maybe.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Like, we really don't.
Hi, we don't talk about calcium very much.
And now we're gonna.
We actually have a video about calcium, about supplements, and how there's some information saying, hey, maybe getting it from a supplement, like we know, is maybe not the best way to get it because there's some spikes of calcium and there's some theoretical increased risk of stroke. So some people have to get it from a supplement, but ideally, like anything, let's get it from our food.
If your doctor said, take this calcium supplement, don't stop based on this video.
But
if you're trying to avoid having to go on a calcium supplement, this video might be helpful for you.
So we're going to break down like the 10 of the top foods, not the top 10 because it's hard to have a definitive list. We're going to go over 10 foods that are good sources of dietary calcium for plant and animal-based eaters. Mm-hmm. And then at the end, we're going to give you some tips that ways to maximize the amount of calcium you actually get into your body when you're eating these things.
Okay.
Hot tips.
Yeah. Okay. Hot tips.
Okay.
Hacks. Some calcium hacks.
Calcium hacks.
All right.
Okay.
Number one, dairy, milk, cheese. I'm going to throw it out there.
Right.
Dairy, like milk, cheese, yogurt. That's got calcium in it. That's going to help you
get calcium. It's the long, old standing way to get calcium into your body. Yeah. So for a lot of people, dairy is a very reliable source of calcium.
Right.
Okay. So for those people that don't love dairy, number two is is plant-based milks.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of stuff about plant-based milks, whether it's almond or oat. They're often fortified with calcium. Mm-hmm. But this allows you to, A, have milk, because who doesn't like milk with cereal? Or like milk's a very versatile thing.
Had some this morning.
But you can get 200 to 300 milligrams of calcium per cup in these. And the bioavailability is the same. And in some studies, they would say maybe even a little bit more, but very comparable to dairy. And just before we keep going any further, we're looking for 1,000 to 1,200 milligrams of calcium a day for people. We're breaking this down kind of by dose. The people that maybe need a little bit more are adolescents, people that are growing really fast, throwing down all sorts of calcium in their bone. Pregnant women, so making another human being
that
and
takes
lactating,
calcium.
Take some calcium to make another body. Yeah. And then older people. Yeah. Older people need, because their bones are turning over unfortunately more aggressively, and we want to do what we can to fight it. So.
And their diets may not be as adequate as
That's
they were
right.
when they were younger.
Okay, so we got dairy, we got plant-based milks, number three.
Plant-based milks too, the shelf life on those things is great.
It is.
They last a lot longer.
Yeah, they sure do.
Stay on the fridge. Okay, next one I'm going to say is tofu.
Yes.
I like cooking with tofu.
Yes.
I like tofu if I go to a Asian food restaurant or something like that. Tofu is a very good source of calcium.
Yep.
Very easy to eat, very easy to digest.
Yep.
And you can make it a billion different ways.
A billion.
And absorbs the sauces.
It's so good.
Yeah.
I'd say for the haters on tofu, people are like, tofu, they remember it from the 80s somehow. Someone made some weird tofu. A, get extra firm tofu. That's the first thing. B, make sure you get all the water out of it. So once you open it, put it on a couple of plates, put some paper towel and maybe put some weight on it. It sounds like a real like laborious task, but get it nice and dry and then go from there.
I have barbecued tofu, fried tofu.
Yeah. Barbecue?
Yes, I have. Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. It's not your grandmother's tofu anymore.
It's not, okay. Yeah. Number four. Leafy greens. So we all know that leafy greens are full of vitamins and minerals, and one of the minerals being calcium. So do you know, Paul, that maybe one of the best sources of
a good salad.
Of leafy green?
Mm-hmm. Spinach?
No. So, okay, so interestingly, for plant-based foods, you have to be aware that plant-based foods have something called oxalates and phytates. We've never done a video about phytates, but we did talk about oxalates and their role in kidney stones, but they can reduce the absorption of calcium. So spinach, unfortunately, does have high oxalate content, so it's probably not a reliable source of calcium.
We're going to get in a phytate if you say kale.
So kale actually is maybe the single best leafy green for calcium. So A, it's very low in calories, but one cup of cooked kale has between 90 and 100 milligrams of calcium. So so kale is a really good source of calcium.
And you know it is because it's hard to eat. It's like eating a piece of chalk.
So
green piece of chalk.
We talked about this before, so you can saute it, you can massage it with a little bit of olive oil.
Okay.
I gotta have you over and really make you a nice kale dish.
I've had the odd kale Caesar, you know.
My wife, she can make kale like fluffy and soft and delicious.
My neighbor used to grow kale and gave us some too.
Yeah.
I built a shed with it.
We grow kale. Okay, number five.
Next thing, sardines. I'm not a big sardine eater, but if you are, sardine with the bones, that's got a lot of calcium in it.
Once I went to Italy and there's this place on the coast that said, if you hate sardines, eat sardines here. And
was it Sardinia?
No, I think that's in Greece.
Oh.
But anyway, and then I was like, wow, these are really good.
Yeah.
But
really?
Yeah.
You ate sardines in Italy.
And delicious. This is like 20 years ago or something. But delicious. Like really delicious. Okay, number six, is almonds. Who doesn't love almonds?
I like almonds.
Yeah.
Yeah. Barbecue, they have all those different flavors of almonds.
So many flavors. A quarter cup, which is calorically dense, so you have to be a little bit worried about that, but it is a good source of about 75 milligrams of calcium.
Yep. Chia seeds, okay. Right?
Love chia seeds.
You really?
I do.
Okay.
So chia pudding is a great way. You can soak them in a bunch of different things.
Do you have a chia pet?
No, do you remember that?
Yeah, they were cool.
I think was it a chia seed-based thing?
I don't think it was a chia. I think it was grass or something. And some maybe chias grew out of it. I don't know.
If you know, leave a comment.
If you knew what the seed was in the chia pet.
That would make sense if it was a chia seed, but...
not a big chia.
Yeah, okay. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Another thing about the calcium. No, it doesn't matter.
Only me hanging.
Is fortified orange juice.
Right.
Right, so this... We were talking about this before, and it seems to be a little less common. I think it still is fortified, but this can be a readily available source of calcium.
Well, I don't see it on the shelves as much. It used to be like the pulp, no pulp calcium.
Yeah.
It did have a bit of a chalky taste to it, the fortified calcium.
But well, that's a good source for people that are just looking, hey, I don't want to have it in a pill. Mm-hmm. I want to get it in my food.
All right. Yeah, but it's still fortified.
Oh,
yeah.
I remember what I was going to say.
Okay.
So the recommendations by the RDA, like the 1,000 milligrams or 1,200, whatever, just so that you know, is the amount that you need to take in, not the amount that you're absorbing necessarily. So we absorb about 30 to 40% of the calcium that we take in. So some people are like, well, if the absorption is 30 to 40% and I need 1,000, do I really need 2,500? Mm. No, you need to intake 1,000 and then the 30 to 40% gets us to where we need to be. So just be aware of that. So that's been taken into account.
All right.
Okay.
Where are we on the list now? Number 9?
Yep.
I'd say white beans.
Yes,
AKA navy beans.
Yeah, so this is interesting, because I was like, wait a second, is a navy bean white? And it is. Mm. And do you know why it's called a navy bean?
I thought it
because
it had a little blue on the cover of the navy.
Well, so I think because in the navy, in the late 1800s, early 1900s, this was a staple of the American Navy.
Yeah,
but beans. Good source of calcium, 160 milligrams per cup of cooked beans. And last one is sesame seeds, which really packs a big punch, like 280 milligrams for a serving of sesame seeds. So, do you like using sesame?
I do. I like sesame seeds,
I feel like we talked about
that. I used to watch Sesame Street, too, when I was a kid. So it's all in there.
It's all in there. The time. Okay, so now you know there's 10 things if you're thinking about, hey, I'm trying to get a little more calcium in my diet. I want to keep my bones nice and strong. Those are some ways. So there are things that we eat and things that we do in our lives that reduce the ability of our body to absorb calcium. Mm-hmm. Okay, so do you have any hot tips, Paul, for things that people should do or should not do in order to increase the amount of calcium from their diet that ends up in their bloodstream?
Yeah, one of the big things is alcohol. Yes. We know that alcohol is going to decrease your calcium absorption.
Yep.
Ironically, we often have wine with a meal.
Yes.
But that is going to decrease your calcium. So if you're really worried about it, you're really worried about getting your calcium up, then you're gonna have to cut back on your alcohol. Sorry.
Yeah, so for that one, I would say avoid drinking caffeinated beverages as well as alcoholic beverages. And we know that caffeine has negative effects on your iron anyway.
Yeah.
Maybe make a healthier choice at dinner. Maybe that's why people said, hey, you should have milk with your dinner.
Rum and Coke, you might as well break your wrist.
Okay, so that's your number one. Number two for me is vitamin D. So we talk about this all the time. We should be taking vitamin D, probably in the 2,000 to 3,000 range. Mm-hmm. What I did learn is that maybe the best way to take vitamin D is actually breaking it up. Because the vitamin D in the moment, if you take it with your meal, in particular with fat, because it's fat soluble, will actually increase the amount of calcium that gets absorbed. So rather than taking 3,000 right before you go to bed because you forgot to take it all day, maybe take 1,000 with each meal. It actually will probably provide bigger benefits and dividends as far as the amount of calcium that
ends up. Do you take vitamin D supplement in the summer when you're outside a lot?
I think I do.
Do you?
Yeah.
I stopped this summer.
Like shut it right down?
Yep. If I'm outside enough.
Like, is it on a day-to-day basis? Like today I was in the sun
No, it's like a more of an average sort of, you know, this month.
Yeah, I think it's not an unreasonable thing to do.
Especially if I'm on vacation in a sunny place, I don't take vitamin D supplement.
You don't pack your vitamin D with you?
Nope. Yeah. I just pack my bathing suit.
Okay. I can't unsee that.
It's not a Speedo.
So hard.
It's box. It's like board shorts.
Please stop. Please
Protein.
Yes.
If you eat your calcium with protein,
yes,
that increases your gastric secretions, and that'll help help you absorb the calcium.
Right, so it breaks it all down, gets that calcium firing into your body a little bit faster.
Yeah.
And then the last one is something to avoid or something to not do. It's the high-sodium diet. And we've talked a lot about how, particularly in North America, and particularly fast foods, right, they are laden with sodium chloride to make it, you know, to preserve it, to make it taste better. It's a very specific sense that our body has and craves and needs and wants. But what happens is when you have a high salt diet, our bodies are really good at regulating the amount of salt we have. So rather than just letting you get really, really high blood pressure, your kidneys say, listen, salty, We've got to get rid of a bunch of this. And as that sodium potassium pump in our renal tubules, parts of our kidneys that regulate the electrolytes, as it pulls out sodium, a lot of times calcium gets dragged with it.
Yeah, peer pressure.
Problem.
It's peer pressure.
It's peer pressure. It's like, hey, calcium,
yeah.
What are you doing?
Forget it. Let's go.
Come with me.
There's a party over here in the bladder. Let's go.
I'd say the last thing, not diet-related, but something to be aware of is that certain medications are very, very hard on your calcium balance. And I'd say the two big ones that are really, really common are loop diuretics.
Yeah.
So people that have high blood pressure have a specific type of diuretic that reduces the amount of blood volume, but also at a consequence to your calcium. And the other one is
PPIs, that's the big one, proton pump inhibitors. That's the one you might not know about.
And
you know?
Everybody, like a lot of people are taking them.
Yeah.
Like, and often for long periods of time. So this can wash out the calcium from your bones. So this is a conversation, A, that you should have with your doctor if you're not sure why you're on one.
Yeah.
Like if you don't need it, definitely don't take it.
Yeah.
But
if you've been on that a long time, maybe it's time to, with all your medications, every now and again, reevaluate everything you're on. And know why you're on the certain things, but PPIs is one of those things that you should be aware of.
A little honorable mention is for anticonvulsants. They can drop your calcium. And then the last one doesn't necessarily drop it specifically, but corticosteroids, because of the way that it attacks our bones. It makes our bones so soft. So if you're on prednisone, beware, because your bones are going to...
And probably you're on it for a short period of time, and that's why, or one of the reasons why.
Okay.
So there's your calcium. Get your calcium on.
Now you know, and I think a lot of people want to make the right choices, but they just don't have the right information or they don't have a strategy. You can have a little grocery list. Say, okay, what am I going to get today or what am I going to eat today that allows me to meet my calcium needs? And if for whatever reason you can't meet your calcium needs through your diet, then discuss with your family doctor or your pharmacist whether or not a calcium supplement is
right. Because a lot of people look and say, I got to get my protein. I got to get my protein.
Yeah.
Don't forget about your calcium.
Don't forget about your calcium. If you like this video, please like it. Subscribe to our channel, share a comment about your calcium, and share with someone that you think might not be getting enough calcium from their diet.
And thanks for hanging out with us.
Yeah, there you go.
Remember, you are in charge of your own health.
We'll see you next time.